You. Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Easter Wednesday. Hopefully you are not on an Easter or Holy Week hangover. The Word of God continues, and the gifts of God and the Word of God go forth till He returns again. A couple of words on our worship service for tonight. Opening hymn, heard it in the prelude, "With High Delight Let Us Unite," 483. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. Have a special insert for Easter Wednesday. Readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. In this service, we have two options for the hymn of praise during the Easter season. We'll sing "This Is the Feast," and at the end of the service for our post-communion canticle, we'll sing "Thank the Lord." I think that's enough announcements. Let's pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for this joyous Eastertide, this joyous Easter season. We thank You for the gift of Your Son, whose blood has set us free, and whose resurrection gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. Heavenly Father, may we live as Easter people, dying to sin and rising to the newness of Christ, day in and day out. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen for us and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. 483. 151. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. If we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins,
God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most
merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with all our heart. We have not loved our neighbors and ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing together the introit appointed for the day. Salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Almighty God, by the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light. Grant that we who have been raised with him may abide in his presence and rejoice in the hope of eternal glory. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading for the Wednesday after the resurrection of our Lord is written in Acts chapter 3. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that as Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with the words of our gradual as printed on your service insert. We speak them together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let Israel say, His steadfast love endures forever. The epistle is written in Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with our Alleluia and verse. We stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you.
After this, Jesus revealed Himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and He revealed Himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of His disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered Him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask Him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after He was raised from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Continue with hymn 485. You may be seated.
Thank you.
If you then have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. Grace, mercy, peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this Easter Wednesday, continuation of Easter itself, is our epistle lesson read a few moments ago from the third chapter of Paul's letter to the Church of God in Colossae, dear friends in Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. If any man, woman, or child is a lover of God, let them enjoy this radiant and triumphant feast. If any are wise servants, let them enter rejoicing into the joy of their Lord. If any have labored long, let them now receive their wages. If any have worked from the first hour, let them today receive their just reward. If any have worked from the third hour, let them not be dismayed, they will not be deprived. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let them draw near, fearing nothing. And if any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let them also come. For the Lord is jealous of his honor, and he will accept the last as he does the first, and give rest to those who come at the 11th hour, even as he gives to those who came at the first. And he shows mercy on the last and cares for the first. And he both accepts the deeds and welcomes the intention and honors the act and praises the offering. Dear Christians, enter you one and all into the joy of your Lord. Come to the feast and receive your reward. For Christ is risen and you are raised with him. His death was the death of your death. His suffering were the crushing of Satan. His blood paid the price for all. You were dead in your trespasses and sin. You were dead forever in tragic separation from your Creator. You had no hope. But all of that changed on one day. Rejoice, for Christ is risen. He who died for you has been raised for you. Christ has died, and his death is your death. Christ is risen, and his empty tomb is now yours. Your future has been changed from a destiny of death and hell to the promise of life everlasting. When Christ, who is your life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. In Christ you died, for you are baptized into his name. He has washed you in holy water, water sanctified with his word. He pushed you beneath those waters, pulling you out, giving you the life that only he has to give. Christ is risen, and he left your sins nailed to the cross. Christ is risen, and your life is with him. You have a treasure stored up and belonging to you forever. You have a treasure safe with Jesus, a treasure of life everlasting and the very glories of heaven. That treasure is yours even now. The eternal life that you have belongs to you from the very moment you were baptized. But you don't see it. You have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have life, but it is hidden in death. You have forgiveness, but it is hidden in your old Adam. You have a treasure, but it is hidden in suffering. You cannot see the treasures that are yours. All your eyes can see are the things of this world. You have an eternal inheritance. You have all that heaven has to offer, but you cannot see it. And so do you live like those who are of this earth? Christ is risen, but do you live like as if he's still in the tomb. You are baptized. You have died. You have risen with Christ. But do you live as if that day never happened? Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Christ is risen. But does it make any difference at all in your day-to-day life? Do you live just like those who don't believe? Are your eyes fixed on the things of heaven? Or do you spend your days gazing at your own navel, looking at the ground beneath you, the things of this world? The behaviors, the practices of men that you have been called upon, that St. Paul calls upon you to put to death. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Your treasure, it's hidden. And so often what is out of sight is out of mind. It appears that Easter hasn't changed anything. But that's not true, is it? It's not true even a little bit. Easter has changed everything. Your treasure may be hidden under a cloak of suffering in this world of sin, but it is yours. More real than anything you can see with your eyes. That treasure will be revealed when Christ is revealed. When He returns, your treasure is coming with Him. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Christ is risen, and all of His glory will be yours. Christ is risen, and the day of His revelation will be the day your treasure is revealed. You died with Christ in the waters of baptism. You have been raised with Him in the font. And on the last day, you will have all of His glory. You will be glorified by Him, with Him, forever. Your treasure is hidden because it's kept safe. It is held by Christ in His nail-pierced hands, and He will not cast it away. In this life, it seems that the baptized are no better off than those around them. In fact, it usually seems like they're worse off. But on the last day, that illusion will be removed. Your treasure will be revealed, and you will enjoy it for eternity. Christ is risen, and you will rise too. Death will not conquer you. The grave will not hold you. You will rise with your Lord. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Your treasure, it's in heaven. Don't live as if it is found on this earth. Seek the things that are above. Set your mind on the things of heaven, where for there your treasure is found. You were declared to be a child of God. You died to the things of this world and were raised to the things of heaven when you were washed by those waters. Be who God has declared you to be. As St. Paul says after our text, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Live as one who knows Easter, who knows what Easter has done for you, who peers into the empty tomb and does not remain unchanged. You have been delivered from the evil of this world. Do not wallow in it any longer. Be who you were declared to be, a child of God. not a person of this earth any longer, but a citizen of heaven. On this day, cast the practices of this world, the behaviors of your sinful nature, onto Jesus, and hear His beautiful words of absolution. The cross is for you. And so is the empty tomb. When you died and rose again at the font, all your sins were put away. Your sins are forgiven. Easter is the proof, God's seal and His guarantee. Repent at the door of the empty tomb and enter its sacred space with the joy of Christ's forgiveness. Enter into the feast. Rejoice with great joy this triumphant day. You rich and you poor, hold high festival together. You sober-minded and you reckless, honor this day. Rejoice together, both those who have kept the fast this Lent and those who did not. The table is full. Feast upon it. The calf is fatted. Let no one go hungry. Enjoy the feast of faith. Receive all the riches of Christ's loving kindness. Let no one complain about their poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep over their sins, for pardon shines forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He who was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, He made hell captive. It was angered when it tested His flesh. It was angered, for it was abolished. It was angered, for it was mocked. It was angered, for it was slain. It was angered, for it was abolished. It was angered, for it was overthrown. It was angered, for it was conquered. It was angered, for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and met God face to face. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took that which was seen and encountered the unseen. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and not one of the dead ones will remain in the grave. For Christ, being raised from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. We stand, having heard the word of believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God, light of life, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation, came down.
Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for the gift of Jesus. Through His life, death, and resurrection, we have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Teach us to set our eyes and our hearts and our lives on higher things. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Heavenly Father, create in us a new heart. A heart that is put to death with regard to our old way of life. Help us to flee from all temptations, especially sexual temptation. And Heavenly Father, teach us again and again to rejoice in Your sweet words of forgiveness. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, You chasten and You heal. We beg You to show mercy to all of Your servants who are sick or suffering this day, especially we remember Clee, Sonia, Daryl, Ann, Alderick, and any of those that we remember in our hearts. Heavenly Father, grant them healing unto life and grace in the midst of their tribulation. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, You have given us a charge and a responsibility, parents and church, to teach our young and to bring them up in the fear and nurture and admonition of the Lord. We ask Your blessings upon our midweek and confirmation students. Heavenly Father, instill in them a burning desire to read, learn, and inwardly digest Your Word. Lord, in Your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into Your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in Your mercy through Your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each road. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship tonight. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings. We continue now with our offertory, page 159. Please stand.
For so I render to the Lord, for all His
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 God.
Mercy on those whom you created, and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we received the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of His body and His blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your Word and Spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat His body and drink His blood, as He bids us do in His own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Post-communion canticle, thank the Lord. And welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for you. For you. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes from this last Sunday. All the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead are listed there. We're getting closer and closer to confirmation. Eighth graders, you know what you need to do. Amen. It's enough law. That's all I can say. Lifelight Bible study tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Wednesday after church Bible study is taking a break tonight, but they'll be back next Wednesday. Is that right? Choir upstairs. NLCS tomorrow. Former vicar Benjamin Siebert is the afternoon presenter. I don't know. Anything else? That's all I know, too. Easter devotions are in the back. Take us through the Easter season. Have a great day and week and Eastertide in Jesus.